Hello, Zachary. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well, considering it's Monday. Thanks for asking. I appreciate it. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that does handle pricing and details for your area. And I understand that you've been speaking with Lulu, and she does a wonderful job, you know, explaining the basics of the program. So I'm just grabbing these notes that she did send over to me. However, I wanted to ask if you had any questions as far as, like, with the placement that we do or how this would work. Any questions?
Yeah, just how it works, the placement and all that. Just pretty much the service.
Yeah, absolutely. So our company, Local Splash, we're a Google channel partner. So the reason that we were reaching out to you this morning is in regards to listing your company on the first page of Google, okay? So this way, at any time when someone is on Google searching by your keywords or search terms, which pertain to your services, right, pressure washing or any additional services that you provide, we make sure that your company appears there on the first page of Google. So they'll see a profile page, your business name, your phone number. They click on your number. They're calling you directly. Kind of makes sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, with the listing being exclusive, what we mean by that, Zachary, is, you know, currently we're looking for a company that, you know, has a good reputation online, a company that provides a quality service and that can handle more business. Okay. I did a search, in fact, for your company by name just because I wanted to kind of get a general idea really of what type of online presence you do currently have. And, you know, there's a little bit of information out there. I do see that there's an Angie's Home Advisor listing. But for the most part, I think, you know, there's nothing negative out there. And I think we could both agree. I mean, thus far, you provide a quality service, right? At the very least.
Yeah.
And that's definitely the type of company that we're looking to work with. So if we were to begin working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, what we do is we close out the category. So we do not work with anyone else in your territory who offers the same services. And that's to ensure that you're getting the maximum exposure and amount of calls coming to you directly. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Now, Lulu did mention you're new this month. You opened up the business, so congratulations. She did also notate you don't currently have a website. And then when we're looking, your home base is Mount Airy, correct? That's where you're based out of.
Yeah.
Okay. So from your home base, you are targeting a 30-mile radius, correct, for potential customers?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then what about Facebook? Do you use Facebook at all? Like,
do
you ever go on Facebook? Okay.
No, okay. I got rid of Facebook.
Did you? Yeah. You know, my husband the other day was like, Facebook's boring. He's always on TikTok. I'm all, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I'll hear him cracking up by himself. You know, and I'm just like, I just shake my head because I think, are you going crazy or are you watching something on TikTok?
Yeah, that's what I do.
So just to kind of explain to you how each component works on Google, okay? When we're talking about that local listing, the one that's got the red dots, the map, the local map, what it does, Zachary, is it gets you found in your zip code and it will target a 20-mile radius around your zip code. Okay, that's how far it'll cover.
Okay.
So in order to cover outside of that, what we consider outside of your local area, outside of those 20 miles, we would either run Facebook ads campaign or we would run a Google ads campaign. Okay?
Okay.
What I would recommend for you, okay, I mean, there's a couple of options for you, but what I would recommend is starting with our local only package. Okay? The local only package, it'll get you found there in the local map on the first page of Google within those 20 miles from your zip code. We're going to create content for you on Bing, so we'll list you there as well. And then we'll also list you on a number of directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, which are just to name a few. And then we'll also build you a website that is Google compliant and mobile friendly. If you have any pictures, we want to showcase the work that you've done. We write like a mission statement, biography about your business. We're going to attach that website where we list your company. So that way they get to know a little bit more about your company and they get to see the quality work that you do. Okay.
Right. Okay.
We'll also include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and we will give you exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. Pretty much covering all of your bases. Okay.
Right. Yes.
So with the new in business rate for this package, you would be looking at $199 a month. And that's month to month. I mean, what do you think of this so far?
I mean, it's pretty, it's on the steep side, because I need to have some, you know, some revenue coming in there.
I would assume so. Right. And that's, and to be quite honest with you, when it's a new business, right, a lot of it is you're investing money in equipment and so forth, right? You're trying to get the business up and running and still trying to get that income coming in. So let me ask you this. Have you started getting leads yet with the Home Advisor and Angie's Leads, or did you just, like, recently sign up with them?
I signed up with them the day that I made the business, which was, you know, like maybe a week or two ago.
Okay.
I've got a lead or two every day with them.
And how are those leads so far? You get about one or two a day, you mentioned?
Yeah, I get about one or two from them.
Okay. And how do you like the quality of the leads? I mean, how have they turned out for you so far?
So far, just trying to get people answered.
Oh no. Are you on the pay per lead program or?
I call them and I could call them and leave my voicemail.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I got a paper.
Are you being charged for every lead?
Yeah.
Okay. And you haven't been able to make, like, an actual contact with anyone from the leads that you've been receiving. Okay. If you don't mind me asking, respectfully, I mean, typically, what are your leads running right now? I know they vary sometimes.
Yeah, they vary, but right now it's like $44 a piece.
Oh, wow. $44 per lead. Hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of money. Have you shared with them that, you know, they're not answering, so can they give you a credit for that?
So there's like two different types of lead, and if it's a direct lead, like it comes straight to me, I have to pay for it no matter what, if I get the job or not.
Right.
And then they have like opportunity leads, which are leads with outside my search area, but the homeowner has like 7 days to give me a contact, so.
Uh-huh.
If I don't get the job with an opportunity lead, I don't pay for it.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. Yeah, the difference, you know, and they're a great directory. The only problem is that it can start stacking up, you know, the charges. With our program,
right,
though, just keep in mind, you know, even if not now, but for future reference, they are calls coming directly to you because 90% of the searches are going to start and stop on that first page. So they'll find you immediately when they're typing in your keywords, as long as they're within your area, right?
Right.
But we don't charge you per phone call or per job. It is set at that fixed flat rate on a monthly basis. So no matter how many calls or jobs you get, you're always going to be knowing that you're only paying the $199 a month.
Yeah, oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. When do you think that this might be more ideal for you?
Probably a month, but I need to talk it over with my business partner, or AKA my mother-in-law.
Okay.
to see if I can, you know, possibly cancel the Angie's List, because like you said, a lot more people are purchased. If I mean, I do it 100% of the time. If I need something done, I just go on Google, type in, look at like first couple people, and I'm like, all right, go with one of these.
Yeah, you know what? I had to do it, and surprisingly, I come from a large Hispanic family, and just last year, I had to find a plumber. Nobody. I was like,
really? Plumbers are hard to find.
I'm going to tell you, I was so irritated. I told my family, I can't believe none of you know a plumber that you can refer me to. And I live in an older home. We have cast iron piping, right? So that tells you how old the house is. And the plumbing went out three weeks before Christmas. I was beside myself. And my husband's like, okay, relax. We'll find a plumber. And I'm like, you know, that's like an urgency. You can't wait on that. So I was on Google. I was on Facebook. I mean, I was calling, I kid you not, I called the first six guys I found on Google on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them answered the phone, right? The other ones, they didn't answer. Right. The one that answered was this huge company, and then the other one was a smaller family-owned company, which ended up being the one that I went with, because although the kid was young, he was super straightforward and confident, and it's like, look, I know plumbing isn't going to be cheap, right? But hit me with, be upfront, be honest. Like, yeah. I know there's going to be hiccups along the way, but, you know, I had to compare, like, am I going to wait 4 days for this, which surprised me because a large company like that was going to take them 4 days to do the work. And I'm thinking in my mind, I'm already, like, allocating numbers, like, oh, man, okay, I'm adding these numbers right now. I'm going to have to be in a hotel for 4 days. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be out all day, come back, and I'd just rather be out for 4 days completely. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is going to cost me an arm and a leg. But needless to say, I went with a smaller company and they knocked it out in a day.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what I try to look for, the smaller companies too, because I'm like a big person. I like helping out people that are like trying to start a business, or, you know, they're like a family run business. I try to go there before, like, the big box stores and stuff, because, you know, they're just trying to make a living, and sometimes their services are better, you know, like you said, you know, with a smaller company, they're more focused on the actual project and worrying about, you know, projects and stuff.
I agree 100%, and that's why I ended up going, and I'll tell you, that was one of the best decisions I ever made, really.
Yeah.
So, listen, I know you're busy. You're working. So here's what I'm going to do. Zachary, I'm going to send you a text message. It'll have my contact information. Again, my name is Nadine Medina. I know you need to speak with your partner, aka mother-in-law, right? you know, if it is something that, you know, after speaking with her, you guys are interested, you can always reach back out to me. We'll check on the availability. I only say that because, I mean, we're continuing to call through the area. It doesn't mean that everybody qualifies, because we have certain requirements that we look for in a business. And, I mean, you definitely qualify. But one thing I will share with you, because we work with a lot of clients that also use HomeAdvisor Angie's Leads, a lot of them, what they tend to do to give our program a shot, they don't cancel them. What they do is they put their leads on pause, so they're not incurring that cost per lead, right?
In order to
allocate that to getting started with this program, okay? And what they found is that when they've started generating that business from Google, that eventually they no longer even need to utilize HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads. I mean, that's what some of them have shared, what they've done in the past. But I mean, feel free and give me a call. I mean, I'm more than happy to work with you. And, you know, we'll go from there.
All right. Sounds good.
You are so welcome. Well, listen, have a wonderful day. Really appreciate your time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.